We are aboard the cruise ship, the MSC Sinfonia, as it ploughs up the Mozambique Channel at a good 20 knots. It's a glorious day in the Indian Ocean. The air is like velvet, and the sea is the colour of midnight. There's a bit of a breeze blowing, and the white horses are dancing over the swells. It's business as usual aboard the ship. The passengers have breakfasted and retired to the pool deck, to loll on deck chairs and cool off in the ship's pools, where the water sloshes gently from side to side with every roll of the vessel. Some energetic types are trying a game of basketball on the open-air court high above the stern. It's another fine day at sea, just the way MSC likes it. As much as I would like to doze on my deck chair, in a shady part of the pool deck, I am in fact working. Yeah, I know. Nice work if you can get it. I'm on assignment, doing a story about MSC, the ship, and the people who sail in her. So it seems like a good time to go and track down the Sinfonia's master, Captain Ciro Pinto. I find the skipper, dressed in his immaculate day uniform, in his office.
My name is Ciro Pinto. I'm Italian.
Tell me about working with MSC and working on a cruise ship. What is involved in that?
I think the first thing is to love the people and have a passion for sea. Understand the sea, reading the weather. You have to work hard, smiling, happy, be happy all the time. So you have to be sleeping, eye sleeping only with one eye. The other eye is always open and looking around. This one is one of the challenges that the captain have to see. Monitoring the weather, take a decision, and doing best for passenger, for ship and crew.
When Pinto says he does what he can for the passengers, he really means it. A couple of years back, he was in command of the ship during an 11-day cruise from Cape Town to St. Helena. Now that little volcanic plug of rock that the Emperor Napoleon once called home is a dot in the middle of the South Atlantic. And it's a long way to travel, 5 days each way. And once you get there, passengers have to go ashore in boats as there is no harbour. If there's a big swell running, and there usually is, landing people is difficult and plenty dangerous. So it was that the Sinfonia arrived off the island in the morning, only to be greeted by a huge swell. Pinto first said it was too dangerous to go ashore. The passengers almost mutinied. They had a meeting down on one of the lower decks. Apparently someone threw cake at the captain, or so the story goes. In the end, the long-suffering skipper made a plan.
I never forget the lady, the name was Ellen. She crying on the pool, so I approached this lady and said, "Why are you crying?" "Because we cannot landing, Kevin. And I not see my sister from 35 years. I am old lady, like you can see. And so this one was my last chance. I promise you tomorrow we landing. 6 o'clock in the morning, with uniform, I was wet. I stay all the day in the water, personally. Was difficult to do. But this lady going out, and was the last one to coming on the Zodiac and greet the sister when we are far, can see the sister. And she was so happy. Emotional moment also.
We forge northwards, up the Mozambique Channel. To the west is a distant smudge of land. To the east, the heaving blue of the Indian Ocean. We have all settled into shipboard life, enjoying the routine of fine dinners, while the propellers thump steadily away beneath our feet. Looking after 2,500 passengers and 730 crew is almost a military undertaking. Luckily for MSC, the food and beverage director is a former Navy man, a Ukrainian, named Yuri Gubri.
So I'm Yuri Gubri, F&B director of MSC Sinfonia. I'm from Ukraine. From 18 years old, I started to serve in the Navy. It was Soviet Union. I was on a battleship, and my life always in sea. This is style of my life. I'm responsible for entire food and beverage operation. It starts from loading food on board, service on board, quality of foods, quality of drinks, personnel, how they are, training, to give them support. I'm for them like father, mother, brother, everything.
We South Africans surely like our food and drink. Here's the daily tally from down in the galley.
Daily we use approximately 3,000 eggs, fresh eggs, 445 flour, approximately 300 bottles of beer, 4,000 soft drinks, 16 bottles whiskey daily we serve.
In the hotel business, keeping people happy is an art form. Most of the time on the ship, the crew get it right. But every now and again in this world, you meet someone for whom the sun never shines.
You cannot make everybody happy, because some of the people, they born already unhappy. With the question, what I'm doing in this world, you know? This passenger to satisfy, it's very complicated.
People go on cruises to have fun. Making sure they do is the job of the cruise director, the person in charge of the shows, the entertainment, the shore excursions. If the ship was a government, the cruise director's portfolio would be Minister of Fun. For the last decade aboard the Sinfonia, that man has been Stephen Klute.
My name is Stephen Klute. I'm the cruise director for the MSC Sinfonia, which means I'm in charge of all of the entertainment on board.
Now tell me about running shows at sea and keeping people happy. I mean, it must be an unenviable, endless task.
I think our biggest challenge is trying to find something that appeals to everybody. On board the ship, we have people from a variety of different cultures, countries, backgrounds, and you try and have to find a middle road, something that appeals to every passenger, young and old.
Are there any taboos, stuff you can't do in the shows or entertainment?
Well, once again, when we are performing to an audience of such a general nature from all sorts of background, we generally tend to avoid certain types of entertainment that might be very specific. For example, we have comedians on board quite regularly throughout our season, and our comedians know to avoid, you know, the certain topics that are not necessarily suitable for a general crowd. We'd like to have family entertainment, so, you know, nothing's going to be too risque, nothing's going to be too crude or rude, so that, you know, whether you take your nine-year-old along to the show or granny, they're going to enjoy the show just as much as the honeymooners.
What about bad weather and that kind of thing? I mean, I was watching the dancers last night. They've got to be quite adept at rolling with the ship and pulling the moves.
Yes. Weather is our biggest consideration at sea, and it can affect the mood of the passengers too. You know, you arrive at a destination and it's a Wednesday. That's the day that you're scheduled to arrive, and it could be raining and you're supposed to go to a beach. And there's, you know, not much we can do about the weather. But immediately we have to kick in with some sort of alternate program on board the ship, and normally it's the entertainment team that'll kick in. As far as the shows are concerned, occasionally we have some bad weather. However, our dancers are trained how to handle that. The kicks might not be as high, the adage and lifts might not be as spectacular, but the show goes on.
The show does go on. This year it'll be the turn of the MSC Musica, a much bigger ship, to take people on their voyages from Durban to Cape Town and up the Mozambican coast to Pomene in Portuguese Island. The Musica is sure to be a hit. New and shiny. We like that, we do. To find out more, check out the MSC ads in Sunday Times Travel every weekend. This is the Sunday Times Travel Podcast, and I'm Paul Ash. Keep a sharp ear out for our next episode, coming to you on iono.fm. Until we meet again, I wish you fair winds and following seas. To close, I leave you with the sound of the Sinfonia's propellers, as a fish might have heard them.